Hello and welcome to Patrick Come Lately Talk Radio. This is Stefan, your host, British by birth, American by choice. The Founding Fathers crafted some remarkable documents that led to the creation of a great country founded on liberty and self-reliance. I have lived in the Euro-socialist nightmare, and I'm doing what I can to return this country to the vision that the Founding Fathers gave us. We need to strive to rebuild that shining city on the hill, for without us, the world has nowhere to turn for freedom. For the next hour, I will be presenting news, views, and guests that help keep the true spirit of America alive. And good evening, good afternoon, good morning, wherever, whenever you're listening to the show. This is Stefan, your Patrick Come Lately, welcoming you to episode 321 of Patrick Come Lately Talk Radio. And tonight I have some special news that I would like to share with you. But before we do that, let me catch up on something that perhaps I should have done last week. But as they say, better late than never. Yesterday was, of course, Memorial Day. And so perhaps I should have mentioned it last week's show in preparation for more Memorial Day. But I didn't. In addition to all the cookouts, lake parties, parades, and fireworks, I hope that all of my listeners took a few moments to remember those that made it possible for us to celebrate in this way through their ultimate sacrifice. I was at Georgia's Stone Mountain yesterday, just outside Atlanta, where they have a beautiful laser show during the summer, which is projected onto the Confederate Memorial carving on the side of the mountain. This weekend was a special version of the show, dedicated to those who serve or have served, and especially the fallen. At the start of the show, they asked past or present members of the armed forces to stand as their respective crests were projected, followed by a request for all of the audience to stand and cheer for the vets. The noise was unbelievable. Then, at the end of the show, the national anthem was played. And by the way, when they played it, they didn't just play the first verse, they actually played another verse as well, which a lot of people don't know the words to. But they played the national anthem, and they followed it by a recitation of the Pledge of Allegiance. It was amazing to hear. I don't know, 10, 20, 30,000 voices, both singing the Star Spangled Banner, at least the first verse, and reciting the pledge. Especially that latter one. Everybody, it sounded like everybody that was watching was reciting. This is most certainly not the People's Republic of California, because I'm sure that never would have happened there. There were no offended liberals, at least they didn't dare show their offense, no Black Lives Matter activists, for a moment, no ISIS, no drug cartels, anything like that. So, in honor of the armed forces, police, and other first responders, but especially for those who have fallen in defense of our liberty, here again is that greatest of songs.
Can you see twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, oh, the ramparts we watched were so cast.
And that was, of course, Madison Rising with probably the best rendition of the Star Spangled Banner that I've ever heard. Last week we were joined by a new listener who also has a show on Spreaker, and I took a listen to one of his shows last week, and noticing me in the chat room, he played this same song. I guess, very nice of him to do that. He maybe didn't realize that it's a favorite of mine. But he also played a number of other moving patriotic clips and songs. That was very nice of him. So thanks, Ernie, of WEJA Radio on Spreaker. Check him out. And I noticed that Ernie is also in the chat room. So thanks for coming back this week, Ernie. Really appreciated what you did last week. It was, it touched me. Anyway, I promised in the blurb, in the invite for this show, I promised some big news. First of all, some of it. I'm very proud to announce that since last Sunday, Patrick Come Lately is now also syndicated with another great conservative internet radio network, ICRN, which stands for Internet Conservative Radio Network. Right now, the show is being rebroadcast at noon on Sundays and 7 a.m. on Wednesdays. But of course, as always, check the website as schedules are subject to change at any time. If you want to give that address out to your friends and family to recommend the show, and of course all the other great hosts that are on that network. The web address is conservativeradionetwork.com. And they do have a lot of great hosts there. Some of them overlap with my longtime syndication at Red State Talk Radio. A number of them overlap with the 405 Media, which is the other network that carries my rebroadcasts. One big change that I know with ICRN is that some of the network is also relayed over terrestrial stations. I've talked about that at Red State Talk Radio in the past. I think since Primo's passing, that seems to have died a death. I don't think there are any more that's actually happening anymore. But ICRN is supposedly does have a few. As far as I know, right now it's in South Georgia, North Florida. So listeners in that area, you know, let me know if you get the feeds. Now, there is some more news, but that has to wait until the end of the show. So I'm going to, at least for the live listeners, due to a time-sensitive embargo. So sorry about that, folks, but I'll just have to tease you and get you to stick around for the next piece of big news. So, having said that, I think that it's probably time for more political commentary. And there, the sign for blood-boiling topics. And it turns out now that in January of 2014, so a couple of years ago, a team of Internal Revenue Service financial managers were driven to the old executive office building, which is the one next to the White House, for what would turn out to be a very unusual meeting. This was a secret meeting, and this was a meeting which had to do with the Unaffordable Care Act. So these officials, when they arrived at the old executive office building, and a number of them in this group, by the way, had expressed doubts that the Obama administration had the proper authority to spend billions of dollars on a crucial element of the health care law. They were brought into a conference room. There they were presented with an OMB, right, the Office of Management and Budget memo, laying out the administration's justification for spending $3.9 billion on consumer health insurance subsidies. Now, my immediate comment to that is the OMB. Isn't the OMB supposed to be a nonpartisan department that doesn't support either side? So why is the OMB presenting the reasons why something is allowed? But okay, we know that everything has been made partisan and weaponized by this current regime. Told you this would be blood boiling. They were told that they could read the memo, but could not take notes or make copies. Also very interesting. If the OMB, if the regime was so certain in the reason that they could do this, why were they not allowing these people to take notes or make copies? Well, of course, I'm going to tell you a bit more about this, but before we do that, I'm afraid to say it is time for a quick commercial. Got to pay the rent, as I like to say. So, folks, hang on for a couple of minutes. I will be back.
You can lose 10, 20, 30 pounds or more with Maximum Slim's first ever Rapid Weight Loss Guarantee. Today, you get Maximum Slim, an advanced fat and carb blocker, absolutely risk-free. The all-natural ingredients in Maximum Slim are a powerful weight loss combination. The Maximum Slim formula turns your body into a fat-burning furnace that supercharges your weight loss. Advanced fat and carb blocker stops the breakdown of sugar so your body doesn't store it as fat. Today, you'll get both of these products absolutely risk-free with no obligation. Only pay shipping. There are no expensive meal plans or exhausting DVDs. Just take Maximum Slim twice a day. It's fast, simple, and now it's guaranteed. Look, you can start losing weight today or not. Go back to your high school days and wear your favorite jeans again. Guaranteed. Call now and get both weight loss formulas free. Call 800-451-0228. 800-451-0228. That's 800-451-0228.
Doc, you gotta give it to me straight.
All right.
Because I'm dying here. I mean, take a look at this letter from the IRS.
Oh, my.
This is killing me, Doc. I tell you, it's killing me.
Cheer up, my friend.
Huh?
The tax doctor is here. My diagnosis tells me that you're going to be just fine.
Really?
The tax doctor will not rest until we find you the best possible tax settlement.
Really, Doc?
Guaranteed.
If the IRS claims you owe them $10,000 or more in business or personal back taxes, call a tax doctor right now. We could save you up to 75% if you qualify. Guaranteed or you pay nothing. Call right now for free details.
800-917-8546. 800-917-8546. 800-917-8546. That's 800-917-8546.
Do you have pain from arthritis in your knees? It's no wonder. Osteoarthritis affects 1 in 2 adults. That's 50% of us in our lifetime will suffer from arthritis knee pain. If you're covered by Medicare or within 90 days of turning 65, we can help relieve your knee pain. Call right now and see how you can get a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1257. 800-296-1257.
At the Health Alert Hotline, we have consultants ready to help you learn how an easy-to-wear knee brace can help stop the pain so you can be active again. And after we work with Medicare to get you approved, you can get our high-quality pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Call the Health Alert Hotline right now for free shipping and to learn more.
800-296-1257. 800-296-1257. That's 800-296-1257.
This is Patrick Come Lately Talk Radio, coming to you live via the internet, via rebroadcast on WRSDB, the Red State Talk Radio Network, or from the recordings at archives.patrickcomelately.us. And, folks, we're back in the show here. Thanks for sticking with me through the break. Just a quick mention here. If you like the show, if you're listening live, do get into the chat room. We have some people already in there. If you're listening to any of the recordings or rebroadcasts, and there are now a number of different channels through which you can hear the show, obviously can't participate in the chat room, but feel free to email me, stefan@patriotcomelately.us. That's one word, patriotcomelately.us. If you send an email there, I love to hear from my listeners. I will answer your questions, react to your comments, feedback in a future show, as well as trying to get back to you via email directly. Also, if you prefer not to send an email, you can go to my website, www.patriotcomelately.us. There's a contact button there. Click on that, and you can generate a message to me. Like I said, I love hearing from everybody. So we were talking, like I said, blood boiling about the secret meeting and some revelations about the battle over healthcare and about these financial managers from the IRS being taken to the old executive building and being given a memo which they could read but could not take notes or make copies, which to me already says there's something funny there. The OMB officials left the room for a while so that their so that their IRS visitors could absorb the document and then return to answer some questions, and also to mention to everybody that the AG at the time, Eric Holder, had been briefed and signed off on the legal rationale. Well, that says it all, doesn't it? Does anybody actually trust Eric Holder? Now, one of the IRS financial managers there was a man called David Fisher, and he said, "It was not a common practice in my 10 years in government at the three agencies where I worked to have that kind of meeting," recounting the odd meeting during a deposition earlier this year conducted by investigators for the House Ways and Means Committee. "The clandestine nature of the session underscores the intense conflict over the spending, which is the subject of a federal lawsuit in which the House Republicans have so far prevailed, at least as far as the courts are concerned. And also, this has resulted in continuing investigation by the Ways and Means, the Energy and Commerce Committees. It also shows that more than 6 years after Obama signed the Unaffordable Care Act into law, Republican opposition has not waned." Now, after failing to win congressional approval for the funds, the Obama administration spent the money anyway and has now distributed about $7 billion, yeah, that's right, $7 billion of our taxpayer money to insurance companies to offset out-of-pocket costs for eligible consumers. Talk about redistribution of wealth, folks. More blood boiling. The administration asserts that the healthcare legislation provided permanent continuing authority to do so and that no further appropriation was necessary. In other words, if they ram a bill down our throat which spends money, then that is enough to go out and spend the money. Constitution says Congress controls the purse strings, and those namby-pamby, panty-waisted GOP representatives and senators were just too scaredy to actually do anything about it. However, Mr. Fisher, the IRS financial manager, did not agree, and his testimony is the first to reveal that some within the regime challenged the spending. Beginning in late 2013, he and his supervisor began having qualms about how the White House was planning to proceed. In combing through documents to make sure his agency could defend the spending in future audits, Mr. Fisher said he came up empty. "Cost-sharing reduction payments are not linked to the Internal Revenue Code, as far as I could tell. Not linked anywhere." And this came out in his deposition, which was made public last week by House Democrats, who feared Republicans would release selected excerpts. "There is no linkage to the permanent appropriation, nor is there any link to any other appropriation that was indicating what account these funds should be paid from." In other words, Obama's spending money that he doesn't have. Boiling blood, boiling blood. Committee Republicans said that Fisher's sworn testimony, compelled by a rare Ways and Means Committee subpoena, affirms what they thought all along. Listen to these words, folks. Affirms what they thought all along, that the Obama administration knew it did not have the authority to spend the money and did so regardless, in order to strengthen the healthcare law in defiance of the Constitution. So yet another case in which this freaking regime is breaking the law, breaking the Constitution, because they think they can get away with it. And you know what? The GOP is letting them get away with it. The media is letting them get away with it. We are stupid enough to let them get away with it, folks. It's our own fault. But now we've got to do everything we can to boot these folks out and get rid of it. So another 4 years of Hillary, and I'm speaking here not to the Democrats because they're just crazy anyway, right? Most of them liberal. Liberalism is a mental disease, and that shows by the number of people on the left that still support Hillary. But I'm speaking to those never Trump people who are still making noise there. Remember, everything you do is in support of Hillary. And boy, I sincerely hope that Trump makes it in and shuts you guys down and just completely bankrupts you, makes it so you can't work anymore. And I'm talking to people like Bill Kristol and Mitt Romney. You're entitled to opinion. First Amendment says so. But when you bring the future of your children and my children and your grandchildren and my grandchildren into such danger the way that you're doing, when you bring the whole fiber of this country into danger by saying that you'll never vote for Trump because, and you're going to put in a third-party candidate to run against Trump because you don't want Trump in there, you are just, you're as loony as the left. Do you know that? And like I said, you are entitled to your opinion, but somewhere along the line, you need to realize that opinions have consequences. And the consequences of your opinions, if you push it through, is that we will lose the Supreme Court. We will be stuck with Hillary for at least 4 years and probably 8 years and probably Democrats for the as long as we will ever see, thanks to your petulant, irresponsible, selfish actions. You really annoy me. Anyway, committee Republicans on the Ways and Means also said the regime violated a fundamental principle of American government. Congress must appropriate any money spent by the executive branch. And that has to be done through an appropriation bill, not because you create a bill which says we are going to spend this amount of money. The head of the Ways and Means Committee is Representative Kevin Brady from Texas. He says that our investigation is revealing. The more we learn, the more it is clear that high-level, listen to these words, folks, high-level administration officials knowingly circumvented Congress and undermined the Constitution. Folks, this is just unbelievable. Makes my blood boil. How are we doing for time? Ah, sorry, folks. It is time for another commercial break. Hang on, folks. We are kind of, sort of, still a capitalist country, so I'm going to take some time. I will be back to you in just a minute.
Patriot come lately. British by birth. American by choice. Just like the founding fathers. The voice of the conservative resistance.
Every day, millions of Americans grow more concerned about the future of our great nation. The truth is, over the last century, a small but powerful collectivist movement known as progressivism has debased our politics, our culture, and our currency. We're just a small step from falling into 1,000 years of darkness, as Ronald Reagan warned. Friend, this is Pat Boone with an important free offer on a hot new book called The Great Withdrawal by Craig Smith and Lowell Ponte. This new book explains how we, the people, can end this fatal detour into big government and get back on the path of faith and freedom charted by our founders. Call now for a free copy of the hot new book called The Great Withdrawal.
Call now for your free copy. 800-978-3901. 800-978-3901. 800-978-3901. That's 800-978-3901.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS that you can't pay? Call now for immediate help at the Tax Relief Line. We help people just like you. If you take on the IRS alone, you could be facing levies, liens, even wage garnishments, personal or business tax issues. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, call now and see if you can pay less. They can freeze your bank accounts, even garnish your wages. Call the Tax Relief Line now for immediate help. Our expert team of tax professionals will negotiate your tax problem and deal with the IRS for you. If the IRS is threatening you with levies, wage garnishments, or seizing your assets, call now and see if you can pay the IRS less.
888-789-5043. 888-789-5043. 888-789-5043. 888-789-5043.
This is Patriot Come Lately Talk Radio, keeping the spirit of America alive. A proud member of the Red State Talk Radio Network.
This is Jeff Carlisi from the band 38 Special. On behalf of all my conservative rocker friends, I'd like to thank the brave members of our fine armed forces for putting their lives on the line every day to protect our liberty. Thank you.
And welcome back after that short break, and put in another little Memorial Day clip there from the band 38 Special. Nice to have that in the break. We're having a little bit backwards and forwards in the chat room there. If you're listening live, join us over there. Lots of fun. And Rex has just given me an email address for Bill Crystal, and I think, yes, I will send him an email, because he probably gets tons of them. He'll probably get knocked out by spam filters, but anyway. So I'm just going to quickly finish off this thing about the secret meeting, and then I've got some other things that I want to get to. But the Democrats on the committee were whining about all of this. I'm not going to go through all of it, and they did say that Mr. Fisher had acknowledged that the IRS commissioner, John Koskinen, reached a reasonable decision to free up the money based on the guidance of others who saw the legal justification differently. Well, we all know how partisan Koskinen is, and hopefully he will get impeached by Congress, because we need to boot that guy. And if he doesn't get impeached, he'll get booted when Donald Trump comes in, that's for certain. But the Democrats went on to say, Republicans just have this kind of conspiratorial notion. But I think they are out to sink the ACA, in other words, the Unaffordable Care Act, and they don't really care what technique they use. Well, how about this? How about when the shoe's on the other foot, Mr. Democrat there? Because you were out to force the Unaffordable Care Act on us, and you didn't really care what technique you used. So how about that, right? You're getting a little bit a taste of your own medicine. As you go through the deposition, you see that Holder's name was invoked. Treasury Secretary Jacob Lew signed off on a memorandum approving the spending, and the Republicans say the White House visitor logs suggest multiple senior level meetings on the subject. This goes right up to the top, folks, right up to the top, right to the seat of the power in the White House. Yes, that goes right to Valerie Jarrett. Oh, you mean you thought I meant King Barry? No, of course not. Anyway, in the court fight, Judge Rosemary M. Collier of the Federal District Court has already ruled that the administration violated the Constitution spending the money, but she stayed her order blocking any more funds while they're waiting for the administration's appeal. So, folks, so they're just free to spend the money, but then again, they are tax and spend liberals. Anyway, Fisher says this was nothing partisan about it. He said his only objective was to make sure he and his agency were not running afoul of the Anti-Deficiency Act, a nearly 150-year-old statute. Oh, well, that's why the progressives don't like it. Anything that's older than about 5 years, they think doesn't apply anymore. Anyway, Mr. Fisher wanted to be careful not to break the law. The Republicans want to know if others were not quite so scrupulous. And I think that's very, very obvious that they are there. Okay, folks, on to a new topic. Slightly less blood-boiling. So let's have some better ones. Let the blood pressure die down. This one is one that I promised you last week, and it was a piece that Dennis Prager posted, and I thought it was a very good one. Now, Dennis Prager has definitely been, like I said last week, not in, perhaps, but allied with the Never Trump group. And he starts off his piece by saying, "I devoted many hours of radio and many columns to criticizing Trump. His virtually assured nomination has therefore caused me grief as an American, a Republican, and a conservative. That is, character defects, gap in knowledge on some important issues, and lack of identifiable conservative principles came to mean little to so many Republican voters is quite troubling." And then he adds, "Though I might add, it is even more troubling that virtually all Democrats ignore the even worse character of Hillier, as well as the idiotic socialist ideas of the aging hippie Bernie Sanders. Never Trump conservatives, such as Jonah Goldberg, Bill Kristol, Ben Shapiro, Bret Stephens, and George Will, are not merely people I admire, they are friends and colleagues. Some of them have made multiple videos for Prager University, which received millions of views. Shapiro and I have spent Shabbat together. I've had the privilege of writing for Kristol's Weekly Standard and had him on my show many times. And I have enthusiastically promoted their books. These individuals are special to me, not only as thinkers, but as people. However, in the final analysis, I do not find their arguments compelling. Take the conscious argument that one can sleep with a clear conscience by not voting for Trump. I don't find it compelling because it means your conscience is clear after making it possible for Clinton or any other Democrat to win." Thank you, Dennis Prager. That's what I've been saying for a long while. And not just me, others as well. But is anybody in the Never Trump group listening? I don't think so. In fact, the conscious argument is so weak that Goldberg, to his credit, published a column 2 days ago titled, "Sorry, I still won't ever vote for Trump." He wrote, "If the election were a perfect tie and the vote fell to me and me alone, I'd probably vote for none other than Donald Trump." Well, think about that, folks. So he's saying, yeah, if it was a perfect tie and I had to decide, I would vote for him. So what difference does it make doing it when the election's not a perfect tie, but doing it now? That's what I don't understand. And Dennis Prager goes on to say exactly that. Shouldn't all Americans vote as if their vote were the deciding vote? Because at the end of the line, it could very well be. Including those whose votes don't count because they live in states that are so left-wing, the state would still vote Democrat if Vladimir Lenin headed the Democrat ticket. I thought he was almost there with a chance. That's Sanders. Yeah. "In the 2016 presidential race, I am not interested in moral purity," says Prager. "I am interested in defeating the left and its party, the Democrat Party. The notion expressed by virtually every Never Trump advocate that we can live with another 4 years of a Democrat president is, forgive me, mind-boggling. To that end, with at least one and probably multiple additional leftists on the Supreme Court, a Republican presidential victory in 2020 would mean little. All the left needs is the judicial branch, especially the SCOTUS. Left-wing judges pass so many left-wing laws that they render those who control Congress and even the White House almost irrelevant. And if you think about it, the White House renders Congress irrelevant because they just go around it. See my earlier blood-boiling topic. Yes. So, here then are the nine reasons, and Prager says there are probably more, but here are the nine key reasons why a conservative should prefer a Trump presidency to a Democrat presidency. And this is the crux of the matter. This is why I wanted to take this news from Dennis Prager and just bang it into your head. Remember this, folks. Nine reasons. Number one, prevent a left-wing Supreme Court. Highly, highly important. Number two, increase the defense budget. The Donald has promised to rebuild our armed forces. Repeal or at least modify the Dodd-Frank Act. That is a travesty almost equal to the Unaffordable Care Act. Prevent Washington, D.C. from becoming a state and giving the Democrats another two permanent senators. Repeal Obamacare or the Unaffordable Care Act. Curtail illegal immigration, a goal that doesn't necessarily have anything to do with xenophobia or nativism. And Dennis Prager says, take a look at Western Europe. Well, I've talked often enough about that. That should be the exact model why we should curtail illegal immigration. Reduce job-killing regulations on large and small businesses. In other words, curtail the power of the EPA, the IRS, and who knows what other three-letter acronyms that seem to breed up there in Washington. Lower the corporate income tax and bring back hundreds of billions of offshore dollars to the United States. Yeah, institute the fair tax. That would do it at the sweep of a pen. Continue fracking, which the left in its science-rejecting hysteria opposes. Yes, let's be energy independent. And I love the speech that Donald Trump gave a couple of weeks ago, right? All of the above. He's not saying that we should stop with renewable energy, but we shouldn't stop with other energies either. So, Dennis Prager, thank you for giving us those nine reasons. And I really recommend my listeners go to his website, go pick up those nine, write them down on a piece of paper, and share them with everybody that you can think of. Okay, folks, look at that. The time is flying, and it's time for another commercial break. So I'm going to take a quick break. Unfortunately, no adult beverage tonight. The technical problems at the beginning of the show kind of put a kibosh on that. But I do have a can, so I will get a little bit to wet my whistle, and I will be back shortly.
The offer of a franchise can only be made through delivery of a franchise disclosure document. Imagine yourself being a leader in America's fastest growing demographic category. More than 10,000 people a day turn 65, and a large percentage are going to need a helping hand at home or in choosing the right assisted living community. Always Best Care is looking for people who've excelled at everything they've done, but they're seeking a new challenge. Always Best Care is one of the fastest growing companies in this explosive field. We're looking for 25 new franchisees to keep our booming business growing. We'll back you up with the strongest award-winning marketing program in the industry. And we'll provide the special training and support that's fueled our growth to prepare you for this great opportunity. All that's missing is you. Call Always Best Care toll-free at 1-800-643-7508. That's 1-800-643-7508. For Always Best Care, 1-800-643-7508.
Call today.
Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. Call National Foreclosure Defense right now at 800-296-3006, 800-296-3006. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call right now. 800-296-3006, 800-296-3006. Call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now. 800-296-3006.
This is Patrick Cumlately Talk Radio, coming to you live via the internet, via rebroadcast on WRSDB, the Red State Talk Radio Network, or from the recordings at archives.patrickcumlately.us.
Okay, folks, we're into this final segment of the show, and what I would like to do now, we talked about those nine reasons. What I would like to do now is just give you some very quick news. This was kind of a, talking about Memorial Day, this was rather a nice one, kind of bittersweet one. After 70 years of waiting, U.S. Air Force Master Sergeant Melvin Rector, who'd been a World War II Memphis Belle gunner, revisited Britain. He long wanted to go back to Britain, and finally got the chance. The National World War II Museum in New Orleans conducts a travel program through which interested parties can visit certain sites of the war. So he signed up for one with hopes of visiting the Royal Air Force Station Snetterton Heath, which is in Norfolk. He'd served there with the 96th Bomber Group in 1945 as a radio operator and gunner on B-17 Flying Fortress, and had a pretty interesting time. On four of his missions, his plane came under heavy fire, one almost proved catastrophic, and the plane returned to base with holes dotting its wings. His stepdaughter said he'd been planning it for the last 6 months. He couldn't wait to go. On his long flight across the Atlantic, the pilot of his American Airlines flight summoned him to the cockpit. He wanted to meet him so that the two could take a photograph together. So proud to have this vet on board, which I think was very nice. On May 6th, he stepped on British soil for the first time in 71 years. Now, the group first visited RAF Uxbridge, where they have the Battle of Britain bunker, an underground command center where the fighter airplane operations were directed during D-Day and during the, obviously, the Battle of Britain. After climbing back into the sunlight, he told his minder, but person helping him there, that he felt dizzy. And then just outside the bunker, where Winston Churchill famously said, "Never in the field of human conflict was so much owed by so many to so few," he quietly died. His daughter said, "It's how he would have liked to have died," even though he sadly never did make it to RAF Snetterton Heath. But what's even nicer about this was what happened with his remains. Before repatriating them to the US, a small service for the fallen hero was planned in Britain. But the undertaker did not let it remain the small service that was originally planned. They just wanted something very simple, And when I found a little bit of background about Melvin, there was no way we were just going to give him a very simple service. I wanted to be as special as possible. Although they were expecting no more than four people, word of his war record reached the American and British armed forces. The U.S. Embassy donated a flag to drape over his coffin, and the room was filled with servicemen and women and London historians who had never met Recto but wanted to pay their respects. One of them was a U.S. Army major who was there. He did not know Recto, but he attended the service. Representation from the Royal Air Force and British Army was phenomenal. I was expecting to see myself and maybe two or three other U.S. service members and a priest, and that was it. But it was delightful to see. Speaking to the congregation, one U.S. serviceman said, "I do know of his sacrifice and his family's sacrifice, so you do him a great honor by being here today." So that was kind of nice news. Let's see. Yes, very quickly. TSA summer meltdown. Now, somebody's written an interesting story here with some sensible suggestions. But remember, this is the regime. This is the government. There's no way they're going to take any of them. But before I talk about this, and I think I'll have to hold over the rest of this discussion for next week. But one thing I want to say is, and in my job, I fly a lot, right? Pretty much every week when, at the moment I've been working from home a lot, but normally I'm flying pretty much every week. So I get to see a lot of the TSA. And while I am lucky in that I've not been inconvenienced by these long lines, I have seen some of them on some recent trips. And I was lucky because I have TSA pre-check. In most cases, I was able to get through pretty quickly, although I have noticed even TSA pre-check is pretty quick. And one of the things that I was thinking, and I think it's been reinforced by what's happened, is the fact that actually the TSA is deliberately inconveniencing everybody in order to get more budget. It's kind of like what King Barry did when the government was shut down and he closed the national parks, etc., and spent more keeping them closed than he would have just letting them be open. The regressives have realized that they will get their way if they inconvenience we the people. Pretty typical for this regime, and, you know, pretty bad. Okay, folks, we're getting much closer to the end of the show, and I promised you when I talked about the huge news at the beginning of show for the show, right, the fact that I'd joined the ICRN and have the show rebroadcast there as well, but there is even more news. If after midnight Eastern time today, so after the end of the show, a few minutes after the end of the show, because I finished just before midnight, so those of you that are listening live can go there after midnight. For those of you that are listening to the recordings, you'll be able to go straight there. There is some big news about a new network being set up. Go to redstaterising.us and you'll get a sense of what is coming. It is going to be huge. I'm very proud to be a part of that, and you may have noticed in my tweets I've started using the Red Nation Rising hashtag. This is a very powerful hashtag. It has been used for a long while, has a lot of hits, is a very well-known hashtag on Twitter and in other social media areas, and we are definitely going to be seeing a lot more of it. So Red Nation Rising, it's going to be very, very interesting, very, very powerful. So look for that. Go to the site, please, but you'll see some news about when it will actually start. It's not going to start tomorrow, but you'll notice there is a countdown there. And looking forward to being with with that network as well as the other ones, but very proud to be there. So, folks, it is time for me to say TTFN. Please join me next week. Thanks for coming this week. Bye. Thank you for listening to the show. I hope that you enjoyed tonight's topics. Whether you listened live, to a recording, or to a rebroadcast, I appreciate the time you share with me. We need to spread the message of liberty far and wide, so please tell your friends and family about the show. Thank you for helping to keep the beacon of hope burning. This is Stefan, your Patrick Come Lately, signing off. God bless America, and remember, L3, long live liberty.